Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, hearing Ray with the update. And good morning to you. It's already got the feel of a weird weather day. Fog, mist. That's just where we are. Haze.
Not Austin Haze.
No. The problem is
that stinks too.
Well, Kepler hasn't been much better. Guy's been a big disappointment.
Been awful.
A huge disappointment. All right, the Phils, what would you do? I mean, seriously, what would you do? You get to, and by the way, I'll just add this. If you want to put the Dombrowski thing on the table, you can. I would say the last 2 weeks is the first time, if I'm the owner, I'm looking at, I still want to call him the general manager, but I know he's, you know, vice president of whatever or president, whatever, you know. And I do like Dombrowski, and I would not fire him. I want to be very clear. But if I'm the owner, it's the first time I'm looking at him. I'm like, dude, I keep taking your recommendations on some of these guys with, you know, I'm writing big checks to, and they're not delivering for me, which means you're not delivering for me enough. I mean, it's a valid criticism when you consider, you know, the Castellanos situation. When you consider the Kepler situation, I mean, there are a lot of examples where it's like, come on. All right, what would you do? You get to make a change or changes to the Phils. Which ones are you looking at? 215-592-9494. Seth in Northeast Philly kicks us off. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You bet, Seth.
So, you know, obviously watching yesterday's game, it was fun to see them win. They still only had, like, I don't know, would they have like 6 hits and like 14 hits and like 5 runs or whatever, or 4 runs.
Well, it took to the 11th inning. They had 2 in regulation.
It was 15 singles of their 16 hits, I believe.
Something like that, yeah. But I'm kind of with James Seltzer on. So my thing is, I wouldn't so much trade like anybody. Like I would kind of just stay with what I have, because I'm at the point where I don't know if I want to trade these prospects for players that may not pan out. We might trade all these prospects and then still not win anything. Like, and kind of go through that stretch of from like 2012 to 2020 again, mm-hmm. You know, or 2021. And I just don't know if I'm willing to do that, because that was a long time with like Phillies baseball just being so bad. And like the way I look at it is like we're in between a rock and a hard place. It's like if you do it and it doesn't work, then you're screwed. And if you do it and you win, great. But now you have, but you still won't have any prospects, you know, for the future is what I'm trying to say.
So, Seth, let me ask you a question, because I think I know what you're saying, but I want to try to drill down. So you're clearly not adding right now, but you're not subtracting. Mm-hmm. And your thing is, I'm open to adding or subtracting in a month based on how I see this group play for the next month and a half. Is that what you're saying?
Sort of, yeah, because, like, do you risk trading some of these players that you've held on to for so long for guys that you're going to get? And let's say it happens like last year, like we traded players for guys that weren't that great, or, you know, and it didn't work out. And we've done it in the past, over the last couple of years, where we haven't done anything. It hasn't worked. So, like, why now are we going to trade away guys like Nick Abel, or even a guy like Otto Kemp who can be a good player, or even Justin Crawford, or even Addison Miller? Like, we have players, we have 5 guys in our farm system that could be easy replacements for some of these guys that we have now. So, like, why would I trade these guys knowing that we're not good enough to win a World Series? Like, we just might not be good enough. Like, yes, our pitching has, you know, held up to this point. It's been a little shaky the last couple of times with Lizardo and whatnot, and we were just finally coming back. So I just don't know if I'm willing to. Like, it's kind of like we started the season with what we had. You live and die with this team. Like, obviously, we didn't make any major moves in the offseason. That was the time to do it. So now we're going to have to try to fill a lot of these holes that you can't do. You just can't.
Listen, I get your point. It's a reasonable thing to consider, to hold until you figure out more. But knowing that this is not the week to trade. I'll give you, for instance, what he's basically saying, this is not the week to trade Mick Abel for a starting left fielder, because even with a starting left fielder, you think you're not going anywhere in the playoffs. That's the argument. Okay, it's reasonable. John, here's one of the issues on the flip side of that, though. There's only so many years you're going to have Wheeler and Bryce. And well, Wheeler is still in his prime. Bryce may no longer be.
We are built to win now. Yeah. Like, what do you do? You've committed now. You've committed to Bryce and friends. This is an older, gentlemanly group. They've been around the block a few times, but early 30s, late 20s, even the daycare that I'm talking about, reinvigorating, those guys are long in the tooth.
How concerned are you? So I know you're not normally as concerned as we are on injuries, but the Bryce wrist thing, how much does that worry you? Because that worries me a lot.
The fact that he dealt with it previously, it has positives. It has an upside that he knows how to deal with it effectively.
But he hasn't
didn't even
been,
know that he had it.
Hasn't been great with it, though.
And he was dealing with it.
Yeah, but other than last October, and there was only a couple games.
Yeah, it got better in the offseason and started again when
it'll be.
Playing.
It's a real, to me, that's a real. I think of guys like Griffey, you get to a certain age, and it's just not, for me, I thought it was his legs.
Ruben, he's going to be 33 in October, Bryce. We don't think about it that way, but he's going to be 33 in October.
And James, he's been playing 162 games.
Yeah, he's 14 years.
He wasn't a college kid playing 30 games in college.
14 years, man.
And swinging hard. And look, we always knew with two players, Tiger Woods and Bryce Harper.
Violent swings.
That there was a violent swing.
We talked about it when they signed him. The day they signed that contract,
no,
we talked about it. We were like, well, this is one thing to be concerned about.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to get Ruben's perspective. He'll be in here at 7 of how much that's a concern. That, to me, is a big worry. So, first caller out of the gates, just hold tight until you try to figure out where you're going, which is not unreasonable. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you stand? What would you do with the Phils? Up ahead, we will give Otto Kemp some love after his performance last night and what he said after the game. Also, your chance. We're going to get you fed. We're going to get one of you fed and give you a whole bunch of food. How you can win that, we'll tell you next. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
The bats are cracking. BetMGM, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies, is here to make sure Phils fans savor the 2025 season like never before. BetMGM has a state-of-the-art app, tons of betting options, and promotions that are available 24/7, like top odds on all your favorite home run bets and much more. That's right. With BetMGM, you can be a part of every diving catch, every double play, every strikeout, and every home run from your favorite Phillies player at the stadium or right at home. Don't forget, BetMGM is the best place to bet the long ball with top odds on your favorite home run bet. Sign up today for BetMGM, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies, and experience baseball like never before.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.